Well, thank you for that question. In fact, it's the question that was asked by many people in the Bible. In fact, that was the question that was the Philippian jailer asked the Apostle Paul and Silas, what must I do to be saved? You know, the gospel is much simpler than we make it. There are some people who say you have to jump through some hoops in order to get saved. But the scripture is so clear. It's a recognition that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. And the consequences of my sin is eternal hell for eternity, tormented. But then realize that Jesus came from heaven, lived the perfect life, died a criminal's death, rose again, in order that anyone would come to him would ride on his coattail to heaven. And so salvation is very simple. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. Only you can save me because you, Lord Jesus, died on that cross for me. Come into my life. And the moment you do this, the Bible said the Holy Spirit is going to come into your life and he's going to help you grow in Christ and is going to convict you, encourage you, and give you peace.